Let's turn to cycling. Been plenty happening and plenty to come as well. Noel Sens from Sens Jewellers in Hargraves Mall in Bendigo joins us. Noel, very good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, Robbo. How are you going, mate?
Yeah, terrific. Now, only a couple of days to go till the Commonwealth Games start in Birmingham. All the Brummies over there. And Alicia McCaig from Bendigo is going to be there, and she has been in great form over there. So she'd be a real medal chance, I would suggest. Do you?
Oh, I hope so, Robbo. Like, it's a bit of an unknown situation. We don't really know who's riding. The Comm Games is still like a big show over there. But Alessia's a good rider, and I always predicted she's going to go a long way, so this is her first huge test. So I think she's in three events, so hopefully she'll do really well over there.
Yeah.
We'll keep everybody posted, of course. Alicia McCaig competing for Bendigo in the town of the Brummies, Birmingham.
Yes. Yeah, fantastic stuff. Now, let's look at the Tour de France. Of course, the men's Tour de France over, and what's his name? Janus pull me finger fart or something from Denmark. He took it out. Fantastic effort.
Yeah, Jonas Vingegaard.
Close.
No, he was really good. A really worthy winner. Like, I think I was telling you yesterday, 2 years ago he was working in a fish market, getting up at 4 a.m. in the morning, filleting fish in a cool store. And now he's won the Tour de France, you know, so it's amazing how his life's turned around.
Yeah.
And he's only 25, and he finished second last year. Like, he hasn't been in cycling that long. And he's done really well for Denmark. Well, the Tour started there, and they ended up winning the Tour, so it's quite a fascinating scenario. But he rode really well. I think Tadej Pogacar, the two-time winner from the two previous years, who's still only 23, made a couple of young rider errors. He went a bit hunger flat at one stage, which probably maybe cost him the Tour. But my personal opinion is, we used to have Alan Piper, the Australian team director. He was the director for Tadej Pogacar, and Alan's battling cancer, and he's not in there at the moment. And I think they had a new director, and I think the actual leadership was a bit difficult for Tadej, you know, getting different direction from what he used to get up to Australian. And, yeah, he'll come back. He's only 23. Yeah, so a worthy winner in Jonas Vingegaard. Fantastic. Yeah.
And Van Aert, another great performance there. Now, is it tough on teams, the fact that you know, a lot of teams seem to me, have sort of the one real standout, but that team has got two in it. Does that sort of make it more difficult?
Well, they won three jerseys. They won the yellow jersey for the winner of the Tour. They won the green jersey with Wout van Aert, and they won the climbing jersey too, so they did really well. Yeah, it is difficult because they really had, like, four of the favourites, because Primoz Roglic, the other Slovenian, he was one of the favourites, and he ended up retiring with two broken vertebrae. And, that always makes it hard. I think the spin-off of that is that, in my opinion, Wout van Aert could probably win the whole Tour, and Primoz Roglic would have been a chance, and he might look for another team now, because his ambitions to win the Tour won't be there anymore. They'll be saying, OK, we've got Jonas Vingegaard to win next year, and Roglic, you'll have to work for him. He probably won't like that, so I'd say he will move on. Yeah, it creates problems. But Wout van Aert was absolutely magnificent. He won the time trial. He won three stages. He was just like, he was worth three men. He was Superman. It was really good. Yeah. Good to see for cycling. And he created a Tour de France, which is the fastest in history.
Wow.
And he was just doing that on his own. He was just incredible.
Yeah.
Really good.
All righty, the women's tour is underway. I tell you what, it's a bit like a demolition derby at the moment, mate. Every time I see any highlights, there's a couple of spectacular crashes.
Robbo, I've been in absolute shock. I've been gobsmacked by the amount of crashes in the Women's Tour de France. I'm actually watching the highlights now while I'm talking to you. And it settled down, and the crashes were horrendous. There wasn't one crash. There was a crash every 5 kilometres, and some really big favourites got wiped out. And I put it down to the fact that they got 144 riders in the Women's Tour de France. And I don't think 144 women riders have got the experience to ride that race. I'm sure there's people in there, young girls, that haven't ridden internationally on those roads, and with some of the cobbled, slippery climbs and things.
Yep.
And I just think they put a lot of people in there to make it look spectacular on television. But they possibly ruined the credibility of the whole tour with all the crashes. But it's settled down again now, and it's doing really well. And I'm really enjoying watching what I'm seeing so far. So hopefully the crashes are gone.
Yeah, indeed. All right, before we leave us, mate, locally, what's happening?
Yeah, the kids are racing this weekend at Emu Creek. They've got a junior race out there. And next week, the seniors and the juniors are racing at Huntley in the Mark Simons Memorial Road Race. That should be really good. Out at Bagshot, actually, out near Huntley, a place called Bagshot.
Yep.
So a bit of racing coming up for the Bendigo seniors and juniors on the road. So fantastic to see. Right, one more thing before we go. I know we're short of time.
Yep.
The Australian National Road Champion, Nicole Frayn, she was involved in one of the crashes and was caught in a horrendous crash. I think you might have seen it, where she went over the top of the whole group of riders at very high speed.
Yep.
And the Francais du Jour team director has called for her to not start the race. Now, I think that's a really bad thing. I think once the team director starts singling out other riders for blame in a crash, they're already all over the road anyway.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't really her fault. It's just the road was blocked. I don't think they should do that. I think that team director should be kicked out of the tour. That's my personal opinion.
Well, there you go.
A few of them today, Robbo. A few personal opinions.
Yes, indeed. Unlike you, Noel, he says, tongue firmly in cheek. Hey, you have the pleasure of talking of tongue in cheek, the pleasure of talking to me on Saturday for the Sideline View, so we'll chat then.
Oh, fantastic. We will talk about that, Robert. One more thing, we'll talk Saturday. We run out of time. We'll talk about podium etiquette in the Tour de France. We'll do that, eh? It's out of interest.
Yeah, I know what's coming there. All right, no worries, Noel. Listen, you have a good one, mate, and we'll talk to you soon.
Cheers, Mark.
Noel Sens, Sens Jewellers, Hargraves, Mount Bendigo, looking at cycling.